Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, in fact, original founding member of our Brain Trust. That's right, for almost 16 years, Grace Marie Turner and I have been talking about healthcare reform and trying to promote and propose free market capitalist approaches to healthcare reform. And for the last 4 years or so, we've been talking about Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act, which is ironically named. Grace Marie is the president of the Galen Institute, which is an organization that talks about and promotes free market solutions. She's the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always such a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for staying with this story for 16 years, because I hate to say it, but, you know, we've been right all along.
There's no question about it.
The health sector has to work under the same rules as the rest of the economy.
That's
right.
And
when you try to change that, everything gets fouled up.
I've had people say, can you believe what's happening with Obamacare? And I said, yeah, I believe it. Nothing that's happened has surprised me, Grace Marie, and I know you're... But here's an interesting thing, Grace Marie, I wanted to get your thoughts on. Obamacare, I'm one of them. I think the law should never have been passed. But the truth is, between the Obama administration making unilateral arbitrary changes and the law imploding on itself, isn't the Obamacare repealing itself?
Actually, the Wall Street Journal had an lead editorial one day this week saying Obama repeals Obamacare.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't we? The law of what is it? The law of holes. When you see your enemy digging themselves into a hole, stand back and leave them alone.
Well, you know, I think repeal is going to be very difficult because of the incredible damage. Millions of people have already lost their coverage. That sell health insurance, and many people that provide health care have had to restructure their businesses around the law. The president's the only one that seems to think that the law is really irrelevant. Others have spent billions and billions of dollars, many billions of our taxpayer dollars as well, to implement this law, and have already caused structural changes in our health sector. And the challenge that we have now is, of course, figuring out how do you rebuild on this rubble, because it is continuing. The cascades of damage are not done. 2014 is when we start to really feel the impact.
This 2014, and I'm in one of my predictions that I'm going to publish today. That Obamacare is creating a kind of double jeopardy in 2014, which means a financial double jeopardy for families and for businesses, because it not only is continuing to produce uncertainty that we've been living with for 3 years, it's going to be producing uncertainty all the way through the end of the year. But it's also, in addition to that, it's now creating a horrible reality that we can see. So, I mean, that's a kind of a financial double jeopardy. We can see the bad news that's coming out, but we also don't know how bad it's going to get.
Yeah, that's really right. And the next wave, Jim, really is going to be the numbers of people who lose their coverage this year who have coverage primarily through small businesses, because many of the members find the best deal, find the best policy. Policies in 2013 as far into 14 as they can, because then you don't have to abide by the Obamacare rules until the new policy takes effect. And so having...
I'm in that category.
So sometime later this year, if your policy's not grandfathered, and very few are, that means that people are going to be hit with Obamacare taxes.
Well, my policy is grandfathered, but I'm still not convinced we're not going to get hit. But you said the next wave, Grace Marie, I think you meant to say the next waves, because there are going to be many different waves of destruction, folks. And we'll come back. I want Grace Marie to talk about some of those things. We're going to talk about how you're going to be impacted, the different types of impacts you're going to have in the next year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.